Chi band mae yna dyfri yn siol i wain o'r tŵon
o'n hwnnw? Mi, Niro Mon. Mi, George Ian siol. Di
ere.
Fan o'n Neib Gonell. Siol i hwnnw, ddod eich bod yn siol.
O, Pactor di ffam?
He?
Pactor di ffam?
Da, Pactor di ffam. Chwer o'n gen ba, ba na rhywyr, o dyfri, 1705.
Be?
Cynciol, ar ymwneud different, fi ddyn i yw'r yn siarad yma. 1775, siarad iawn, siarad fwy gwyg. Siwn fi cyfnod siarad hosi yn mi jyg cygwa art. Dan, fi siarad yn golwg ffynio fi art blie.
Ro?
Fi.
Ys ti fi trein o, ti fi
trein? Fi far hir y fel y môr yn siarad, Thomas MacReady. Agus James E. McGeehan. Ta tharol di yn siarad ffynio. Ydw glas eich o'r ysgrifennu.
Gyda?
Ta ffa'r sgrifer yn dymryg o gael eich oedd yta.
Fan band?
Fan Jarna. Fan na Jarna. Si pa ma hwn? Fan do sian...
Fan mor? Nes ydw gwaith pys o ddew yn sian.
We are the music makers. We are the dreamers of dreams, world losers and world forsakers, setting by desolate streams. Now we find ourselves having grown old too quickly, some of us think, and yet our generation of teenagers has taken over. After a second revival and relapse of some 20 years, since the onslaught of the Second World War, the Doherty Banna Niamh Conaill has once again arisen phoenix-like from his ashes. This occurred in October 1959, and another skein of the sculptured MacReady clan, Thomas also of Derlaconnell, taught the New Age their staff notation. Mr. James McGeehan of Derrihenny was put in charge of drums. The drill instructor was Peter McGeehan of the Fantan ex-Army Irish veteran. Music and drumming was under the control of Mr. Gordon, with relations at Meenacairn. Chairman of the band committee, Mr. Patrick Bonner of Derrihenny, with Sergeant Dom Murray, now Guard Inspector in Castlebar, as secretary, and Mrs. Conwell Bonner and Joe McHugh of Derlaconnell as joint treasurers. Other committee members were Mrs. Paddy Bonner and Con Bonner of Derrihenny, Pat Logue, Paddy Logue, and Peter McDermott of Cameen, while the genial and burly Big Jack McKelvey, County Council Supervisor and cousin of the executed Irish leader, Gerald Joe McKelvey, was unanimously selected as leader of the band. In the few short years, this new group went from success to success. Their first St. Patrick's Day outing was to their own little church in Doherty, and later that day to Dunloe. On Easter Sunday 1960, they entered the Rosses Bands competition in Dunloe and were awarded second prize. Later in the year, they won first prize at Flag Hill, Tyrconnell and Glenties. In 1961, the Gael first prize in Dunloe, and second prize in 1962, was first prize again in 1963 and 64, when the accompanying photograph was taken. And it is really marvellous and truly heartening, especially during the present grim Save the West condition, that here in the secluded Gibara Valley, hemmed in by high hills, and the romantic music-loving tradition streaming from our Gaelic cultural inheritance has not alone been accepted and conserved superbly and unflinchingly, maintained in excelsis for notwithstanding emigration and its commitment of dwelling population. This letter, Malice, is amply evident, the fact that the old school in Derrihenny had to be closed down a decade ago owing to a dearth of pupils under a native government. What a way this creates for us, who recalled upwards of 100 children in the old Hatch One Apartment School, where my father taught for 40 years, and he received extra emoluments from the then British government for giving the senior pupils a sound grounding in the grammar and writing of the Irish language. From around 70 years ago, in the gloomy circumstances of today, all the more credit is due to these young folk who still cling to their old homesteads and spare no pains to improve their own community, entertainment, and this in fact is a seemingly irresistible exodus, urge away from the valley of their forefathers. O native music beyond compare, the sweeter far on the air that falls, by gentle numbers the heart remembers, the strains and chain us in tender thrills, the mythical Kelly. Will that do you?
We point to the treasurer.
Even Fred called.